Yeah, a little bit of an altercation.
Me and my lady went to the Cheesecake Factory in Irvine, California. Speaking of the old pride steroid days, I was at the Cheesecake Factory in Irvine.
You're rewarding yourself.
I needed another treat. So this is my first time at a Cheesecake Factory. I've never been to one.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard great things.
They're impressive.
I've heard great things. They're impressive. They are impressive.
I think I know the one you went to. Was it in like a big outdoor kind of shopping center?
Yeah, that's where the improv is.
I've tasted cake there in that shopping center.
You've tasted cake in that shopping center? Yeah. I want to say this. That entire shopping center is filled with nothing but fucking waterheads. Every fucking person that worked there was a simpleton.
Really?
Well, the few that I encountered. So I get, dude, we go in, I get seated. All right. I get seated. That's important to remember.
Sure.
I was seated by a hostess.
Yeah.
My woman and I were seated. We were seated around the building outside. We're the only ones within. There's no tables. No one's even outside.
Yeah.
So we're sitting out there for like 10 minutes. And it was like, all right, obviously they forgot us.
Mm-hmm.
So my lady gets up and goes and asks a busboy. And she's like, hey, can a waiter come help us out? This dude comes over and he goes, usually you have to check in before people serve you. And we were like, we did check in. He goes, no, you didn't.
What?
And I was like, yeah, we did. What are you talking about? And my girlfriend goes, a guy with a blue shirt sat us here. He goes, no one's wearing a blue shirt that works here.
What?
And I was like, why would we be making this up? What the fuck are you talking about?
There's nobody there.
No one's there. And then I was like, all right, well, here's the menu I had to scan at the front desk.
Yeah.
How would I have this? He goes, you could get that anywhere.
He's like, you know, motherfuckers have Cheesecake Factory menus on their phone. You're nothing special.
He was like, you could sit down and Google that. I was like, dude, why are you arguing?
What the fuck?
I said to him, I was like, what you think I'm a fucking psycho that I'm gonna sit here and then lie to you?
What?
What the fuck is it? And then we got up to leave, and I was like, actually, dude, let's go to the front desk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
this is driving me fucking insane.
And it's a corporate restaurant, dude. They'll probably give you a free meal for all that.
So I walk up, and there were two women now at the hostess station, mm-hmm. and the one didn't seat me. So he's like, did you seat them? She's like, I've never seen this man in my life. I was like, what? Why are you guys doing this?
why are you guys doing like America's Most Wanted talking?
Yeah. And then they were so mad. And then the one chick that checked us in kept her head down, kept typing.
What?
And I was like, she was the one who checked us in. She wouldn't look up.
What color shirt?
The guy who walked us there had a blue shirt.
Gotcha.
And I was like, just so you guys know, this is fucking insane. I'm leaving. But why would I ever make this up?
What'd they say?
Like, I was like laughing at that point. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Why would I lie to you about sitting at the fucking Cheesecake Factory? And then I left, and that was it. And I was
Did they apologize?
Fuming, dude. No, they didn't apologize. The waiter put his head down and wouldn't look up.
What?
He buried his face in his hands while I was talking to him.
What
it was fucking crazy. And then I walked outside and I was like, I got to go back in there. I'm going to fucking spaz.
Yeah, you had to go back
in. Dude, it was one of those where like you leave I couldn't go back in because then they won. I couldn't come back in and be like, and another thing. Like you got to just take it. And I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, dude. That's...
So I went into Starbucks. Of course, there's a 40-person line. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. So I left. I go back in about 10 minutes later after walking around. The line's smaller, but there's a portly fellow behind the cash register. I'm not going to assume his sexuality, but he seemed a little light in the loafers.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. He won't stop talking to every single customer.
God,
5 minutes at a clip, dude.
Good
so
God.
I leave. I can't take it.
Yeah.
I leave and I'm like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with me? Get the coffee. Stand in line. I walked back in. This is the third time I've walked in and out of this Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
I go back into the Starbucks, and while I'm waiting in line, I hear him say to a customer, we're actually out of coffee right now. And I'm like, dude, I'm out of here. I left.
What'd you end up doing?
I left. I didn't get coffee.
Or cheesecake?
I didn't get the Cheesecake Factory or coffee. I went and got nice ramen, dude, and they did it right.
That's pretty.
They were very polite.
That's cool.
But I had to walk the whole way to I went to a bookstore. I went to Borders.
Nice.
I knew they'd have a Starbucks
in
there.
They had some box in there, yeah.
Got in there. Got my Starbucks.
Fuck.
But, dude.
That's crazy.
Hearing a man go, we're actually out of coffee right now. I lost it. So you work at fucking Starbucks, dude.
Yeah, how's that possible?
Have coffee.
How's that possible?
He was talking to people. He was like, we're actually out of quarters right now. So if you pay cash, you're going to get a lot of dimes. Is that all right with you if you get a lot of dimes? And I was just like, I'm out. I have to leave. I have to go outside.
Dude.
My girlfriend was like, are you okay? She's like, are you doing all right? And I was like, I'm fine. I'm doing well. I walked back in. He goes, we're out of coffee. And I was like, I'm not doing great. I'm having a tough time.
God damn, dude.
Yeah.
I can't believe the attitude, bro.
That was the craziest thing I've ever been a part of.
Waiters are basically frontline workers.
Yeah,
now,
but this so wasn't like, even like a
they're first fucking, responders.
This wasn't like a Fishtown hipster waiter that was like, actually, you yeah. did it. This was just a dude. This was a normal dude.
What?
It's crazy.
His brain is probably swollen from the
light skinned brother, too. Really? But you didn't expect that. You expected white dork, didn't
that's,
you?
That's white dork behavior.
No,
bro.
It was a light skinned brother.
Really?
He had a bit of a white, he had white dork behavior.
Yeah.
For sure. He was like, actually, you did not check in. I was like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, well,
what
you,
the fuck?
You do have like dark skinned brother energy. In terms of like, no, I'm saying like, you know
I
what
appreciate
I mean?
That greatly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like on the other continuum, we're so pale, we're dark skinned it.
Essentially.
In terms of honks.
Yes.
We're dark skinned.
Us, Tilda Swinton or whatever. We're all dark skinned. Black.
In terms of the inverse thing we got yes. going on, you know, we're pale as hell.
I do battle with light skinned brothers. My energy does deflect.
I've battled before.
I mean, you know the face I made too. When he was like, you didn't just like immediately I was like, what the fuck, dude?
You're like,
why would I make this up? Are you crazy?
Dude, dude, burying your head in your hands at a way and just being like,
just taking a dressing down. And this guy just had his hands in his face in his hands. And while I was like, dude, what are you doing? I couldn't believe what was happening.
Dude.
I was like, ma'am, could you look up and tell him you checked me in? She just kept typing.
What the fuck?
It was crazy.
Nah, there was a time, I fully spazzed in a restaurant one time where there was like, there was like a wine mark or there was like lipstick mark on a wine glass.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, can we get a different wine glass? And they were like, oh, and the lady took it and didn't come back out for like 30 minutes. I had to ask someone else. She didn't bring us any of our stuff. And then afterwards I got our tip. I stood up, walked the lady who had helped us out. Our waitress like gave up on us. Mm. And I was like, here's her tip. You can have that.
You know who spazzes hard on that?
Who?
Is women that were waitresses.
Who don't like that?
That don't like bad service.
Oh,
like
yeah,
my lady
yeah.
was fuming.
Oh, she was.
She was like a bartender.
She served.
Yeah.
She was in the industry.
She served.
She served in the industry.
I'd say thank you.
So she was like,
this is fucking insane. I would net like,
she's a bartender?
What is happening? Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
She bartended. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that about her.
Really?
I think it's a terrible quality in her.
The fact that she bartended.
Yeah, I remind her. I say, what are you, a fucking slut? Why would you do that?
She wiped down the fucking.
Yeah, she was a bar wench.
That's pretty sick.
I saved her.
From the bars.
I rescued her from bar wrenching.
Rescued her from the tavern, dude. Just all the men leering at her in the tavern.
I hate imagining men leering at my woman.
Fuck, dude. I hate it.
If somebody leers at my woman, I'm fucking pissed.
Fighting, dude.
Yeah, so that was my.
I can't believe the Cheesecake Factory, dude.
The Cheesecake Factory fucked my ass so hard that even thinking about it, I get angry.
Where was the manager?
I couldn't do it.
It's a horrible experience.
I couldn't be a Karen. I couldn't be a Karen, dude.
So if you were a manager at a Cheesecake Factory, I think for 5 years they give you a BMW. So that's something like
no.
that. Yeah. So you start pushing the Beamer.
Get in there. I gotta fix it from the inside.
You could get in. You should get into the. Just take like a sabbatical of 2 years and fix the Irvine.
Go to the Irvine Cheesecake Factory and be like, I'm here.
You gotta fix that thing up, dude. There's no excuse for it to be functioning like that. Not in Irvine, dude. I like Irvine.
You would.
I do. I like Irvine.
I did not like Irvine.
Laguna Beach, Newport Beach.
See, I didn't go anywhere. I went to that fucking shopping complex and back to my hotel the whole time.
The Spectrum
and
Irvine?
The Spectrum, yeah. And it is beautiful. It's from the it looks like it's from the future.
It's cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It does.
The whole area is just corporate headquarters. It looks like a screensaver. It's like green hills. The sky's it's beautiful. And yeah. I didn't like it. The sky in LA bothers me.
Yeah, it's
there's never a fucking cloud.
It's kind of
always
nuts.
That blue.
Yep, I just like a nice conservative beach town.
Yeah, I did. I'll tell you this though: when it comes to comedy crowds, they are conservative, but they're not. They're not. They're Republicans, but not the Republicans that are fun.
Really?
To perform for.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Old school.
Like if you go to like middle of Pennsylvania and do a show, people are like, "Let's fucking go!"
Yeah.